The Bert Show.
I had a thought this morning that one does not often have when you wake up at 5 a.m. Normally, my first thought in the morning is, oh my God, did I oversleep? Oh my God, I gotta make it to the oh my God, it's Tuesday. But my first thought this morning was, I believe I've been abducted by aliens. And I'll tell you why.
What?
I woke up this morning and my first thought was, I am being abducted by aliens. And it has everything to do with my iPhone. So if you've been listening for the last couple of weeks, you know I've had like this long ongoing saga with AT&T and how they won't give me my new iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I keep going to the AT&T store. I'm stuck there in purgatory for hours. They ordered me a phone. It got stolen. And then I found it. And then I couldn't use it because they said it got stolen. So then I had to send it back. And then I had to order another one again. Well, finally, I got a new iPhone.
Woo!
What I did not know about this new iPhone, because I had such an old iPhone, I mean old, it was like 3 or 4 years old. I had an iPhone 13, is that with this new phone, there is a different default alarm setting that does not sound like the alarm I have woken up to for the last 10 years. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know the default alarm that iPhones have used for the dawn of time?
It's marimba, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It kind of goes up and down.
Thing. Yes.
It is so triggering. Like anytime I hear it, I'm like, I need to be put into a psych ward. Like I'm going to punch a wall.
I hate all alarm sounds.
Oh my God. When it's in a TV show too, and they let it go on too long, I'm like, I'm going to switch this show off because it gives you anxiety.
Yes.
Like, it starts to like fight or flight. And I'm like, it's a phone tone. Why am I having this reaction?
I know my body can't tell the difference between a tiger and the fact that my alarm is going off of my iPhone. So the marimba or whatever it is has been my alarm for the last 10 years or so. That's what I've been waking up to. This is what I woke up to this morning. That is the first time I've had to use that alarm tone. And to me, I'm like, what is that?
You thought it was over for you?
I thought it was over. I thought I was getting all extraterrestrial. I was like, what? And then I realized it was my iPhone, but I wasn't used to it because in my mind, I'm like, oh, all iPhones are the same. Every time I upgrade my iPhone, it is the exact same tone. So of course, when I hear that going off, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to say goodbye to my cats. I'm going up into space.
That's the same sound like when you lose your phone. Like, and if you have an Apple Watch, it's got a thing on there where you can hit a button and it starts making that noise that you just played to let you know where it is. And the new upgrade is awesome because it tells you how many feet you are from your phone. And as you get closer, it counts down. And then when you pick it up, it like goes crazy.
Does it do like a Marco Polo situation?
Oh my God, I wish that was an option.
Hey Siri, Marco. So anyway, I'm happy to be here because I really thought I was going to be up in space.
You got to get you an app because I don't wake up to the normal alarm sounds at all. Like I get the app that allows you, like, because the sound comes in, it's a little more soothing. It like, it fades in and it fades out. It's a much better way to wake up.
Oh my God, you're like a pro. I've always just done I raw dog the iPhone alarm.
My default.
But I was like, default?
No, absolutely not.
I got a whole app.
Yeah.
What are you waking up to? Like smooth jazz? What's the app for?
Yeah, you could change it. Like it changes because if it's the same sound every day, I'm going to hate it within a week. So every day it'll give you a different sound or you can make it music. Like you can really make it whatever you want. Just trust me. Get you an app that will wake you up. It is way better than having that same annoying sound every single day.
You've got to pick a song you've already hate because no matter what it is, you're going to get into fight or flight every time it goes off. It could be your favorite song of all time, but you're going to hate it by the end of the week. Okay, I want to talk about my podcast, The Breakup Breakdown, because it was so perfectly timed for something I feel like I've gone through with all of my girl best friends. And I feel like this is the one scenario where I'm the cool girl and all my friends are being a little bit psycho. And so I had to get a therapist on to help talk me off the ledge because I feel like I'm the one that's tripping in my friendships. So the Breakup Breakdown all last week, which by the way is on the Pioneer Network, which is Bert's podcast network. We have to say that legally. And
Not when he's not here.
Even though it's the Bert Show. So the way my podcast works is on Tuesdays we'll release a breakup episode where somebody talks about their breakup, and then we'll do a follow-up episode on Thursday with some kind of psychologist to be like, yeah, this is why you're crazy. So on Tuesday, the episode was all about how a woman felt like her divorce was being influenced by her soon-to-be ex-husband's friend. Basically, he's like planting all these seeds about how divorce is the right option and women are terrible and women are the downfall of society, blah, 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 blah. And so she really feels like his friend is influencing their divorce. And so I got this incredible therapist on. Her name is Lori Poole. She's an LPC. And I'm like, listen, like, I feel like I have to talk my friends off the ledge all the time because they hate their boyfriend's friends, and they feel like they are all terrible influences on their boyfriend. And me, having not been in a serious relationship ever and wanting to be a people pleaser and the cool girlfriend, I always think that my friends are kind of losers for wanting their guy or for their boyfriends to dump their friends that they don't like. So I'm talking to her on this podcast, and of course, you know, she says all the things you expect a therapist to say, like, you know, some friends can't influence your husband to get a divorce if the seed isn't already there. They're just watering the seed in their head of wanting to get divorced or whatever. But I wanted to come to you guys, Mo and Cassie, because you guys are both in serious relationships. What is your opinion on whether or not you think you should have a say on your significant other's friends? Like, do you think you have a right in who they get to be friends with?
I don't think you do. At least I don't think I do. I mean, I feel like her friends were her friends before she met me the majority of the time. And who am I to come into her life and tell her you cannot be friends with somebody whom you have a history with that I may not even fully be aware of? Now, I do think you have every right to be honest and give your opinion if you see things that they may not see, because she's had opinions on friends that I would have never thought would like have the like betray me or anything like, and she saw it long before I did.
Mm.
And so I think you should consider your partner's take on what they see, because they may see something you don't. But as far as like me having final say on who she can or cannot be friends with, I don't think that's a thing.
Now, Cassie, you're married, and I feel like when you've been with someone for 10 years, you've said till death do us part, it changes things a little bit. Like, do you feel like you have more influence because you guys are married?
Yeah, yeah. So we dated for about 10 years before we ever got engaged. So we've been together about 17 now. It makes me realize I'm very lucky, because I've always liked my husband Chad's friends. Like, they are super cool, and I can see each of them are like an extension of him and his personality in different aspects. But I think if there were friends that I didn't like, early on in our relationship, we made a deal, and I told him, you get one veto. If I have a friend who's not like a long, like not a bestie, but there's a friend who you really are like, I don't want you hanging out with them, or I don't like this relationship, or I'm feeling weird, you have one lifetime veto that you can use, but use it well. So we have that, never been used, but I think saying that really just planted the option that, like, hey, I'm willing to listen to you and respect your feelings about it. But otherwise, I really don't think that you get have a say on your significant other's friends. I think you can draw a line, say, I'm not hanging out with them. And I think you can point out, like, yo, every time you hang out with Joey, you come back like super drunk and you get a DUI. He is not a good influence. And you can use facts to make a case. But I don't think you get that. To me, comes off as controlling. And it's not a partnership if you're trying to control someone.
Have you thought about using the veto before? Like, even if you haven't used it, has it crossed your mind?
Like, literally never.
Really?
Never. I honestly like all of his friends.
Wow.
I feel like I could hang out with his friends one-on-one without him, and we would probably talk about him in a nice way the whole time. But like, that's, I'm friends with his friends now, and I think that is the marker of a really solid relationship. You can't always define it, but when you can be friends with your significant other's friends, and you don't have to hang out one-on-one, but when y'all can go out and hang out together, then I feel like you're like, okay, I found a good person and who has a good crowd, and so now I feel like I know the person I'm really dating.
That's beautiful. If I had that veto, I would want to use it just because I know I have it in my pocket. Like, it's so much power.
Because I'm burning a hole in your pocket.
All right, you can find the Breakup Breakdown wherever you get your podcast if you want to hear what that guy was doing to influence his friend to get divorced, possibly, maybe.
The Burt Show.